The Summer We Read Gatsby, a novel by Danielle Ganick, narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2010 by Danielle Ganick. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. Summer, 2008. Hats, like first husbands in my experience, are usually a mistake. But the invitation was specific and demanding. A Gatsby party. Wear white. And below that, in imploring cursive, hats for the ladies. It's still unclear to me how hats were involved in Fitzgerald's story. Only a few are mentioned in the novel. Or, frankly, why any adult above the age of 20 would care to attend this sort of theme party. I'm also still not sure that this part of the story, how Miles Noble's first party at the house it took 5 years to design and build, came to be themed around this book he'd once given my sister, was ever fully explained. But as Peck kept pointing out, I was a foreigner, so what the hell did I know? Like many of her observations, this one wasn't entirely accurate. Peck, short for Pecksland, that's the sort of mother she has, is my half-sister. We shared the same father, although he died when I was 3 and she was 7, after he'd left her mother for mine. I'm as American as she is, with the same navy blue passport. It's just that I never lived in the States, and, according to her, I don't know anybody or any of the sorts of people she would have liked me to know. American celebrities, fashion designers, New York socialites, people who could get a table at a place called the Waverly Inn, those sorts. I didn't own any hats of the kind I imagined Daisy Buchanan might have worn.